All right, got some NHL draft trivia tonight, 7 o'clock. Sabres pick 9. The New York Islanders will pick number 1 because they won the draft lottery. They shot way up. They'll pick first overall. For the first time since 2009 when they picked John Tavares, but it's not the trivia. Tonight, Matthew Schaefer is expected to go first overall, the defenseman from Erie. He will be the seventh time, it'll only be the seventh time where a forward didn't go first overall since 2000. What are the other six instances of a first overall pick not being a forward?
Well, should we get the easy ones out of the way?
Yeah, go ahead.
Power and Dahlin.
Power and Dahlin. The last two.
Since what year was this? 2000?
2000.
Oh. Marc-Andre Fleury.
Marc-Andre Fleury, goalie, 2003. That also is the last time the number one pick was traded. Florida had the pick, and they sent it to the Penguins for something.
Oh, Ekblad went first overall, right?
Aaron Ekblad went first overall in 2014.
DiPietro didn't go first overall, did he? He went fifth, I think. Right?
He went first.
He was first.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
DiPietro in 2000 to the Islanders.
Right.
So that is one, two, three. It's five we got?
That is four.
Four.
You got DiPietro, you got Fleury.
Eric Johnson. Ekblad. Blues. Right?
Good one. That was the one I was wondering if you would get. Eric Johnson went first overall to the Blues in 2006, a former Sabre. And I think you got it.
Yeah, that's it, right?
That's your list.
There we go.
Unless you want to go back to 1996.
Ooh, all right, 1996.
How far can they go back? I don't think you might get 96, you won't get 95.
So 96 had to have been a defenseman, right?
Yeah.
95 and 96 were both Ottawa, were they not?
Yes, they were.
Ooh.
Ottawa picked first overall three times in 4 years, 93, 95, and 96.
Was one of them Chara?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
A Chara teammate,
though. Jovanovski was a first overall
Jovanovski
pick.
Was first overall to Florida in 94.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
There's two defensemen. You had 3 years in a row as defensemen, 94, 95, 96.
I think you'll only get one of the
Ottawa ones.
You said it was a Chara teammate?
Yeah. He's
Chris Phillips?
Chris Phillips.
Wow.
Was first overall.
All right.
I don't think you'll get 95.
Hmm.
Brian Berard.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
he's never getting there.
92, Tampa Bay. Picked a non-forward. Oh, go ahead.
Roman Hammerlick,
which I still say is the best name in hockey history.
Yeah, that's good.
Roman Hammerlick. And then before that, you got to go back to we're into the 80s now, and we don't know who these people are.
I'm out.
Rob Ramage, Colorado Rockies. Rick Green of the Capitals. Greg Joly, Dennis Potvin. I remember hearing about Dennis Potvin. Like, I know who Dennis Potvin is, but he was used as the Dahlin comparable.
Yes.
It was, this is the best defensive prospect since Dennis Potvin in 1973.
Right.
Was what it was that was said about Dahlin a lot. So tonight, Matthew Schaefer will join that list. He will go first to the Islanders, barring something very surprising, which you usually don't get. Drafts, I mean, is it kind of lame at this point? Where every draft, I would say in every sport, 95% of them, we know a month out who's going first.
Yeah, everybody's film is so accessible now, and everybody, anybody can watch, and if you're smart enough, you can go, all right, this guy is better than everybody else, so this guy's probably going to go first. And then that combined with how many sources there are, you're never going to be, unless there's a true, either one of these guys could do it.
Yeah.
You're never going to fool anybody about who you're taking.
No, Slavkovsky a couple years ago.
That was interesting.
There was a little bit of that, but that was just because nobody knew. What are the drafts, any sport, what are the drafts recently where you didn't know who was going to go first? Going into that night.
That day we knew Baker was going in the Allen draft.
Right, but that's a good one because we didn't know until that morning.
Right.
I think there was questions that whole week. Who were the Browns going to take first?
They were like, well, they like Allen, they like Baker,
ultimately,
Darnold.
I think it's been told, it's been said that they were picking between Baker and Josh Allen.
Right.
That's who they were down to. And that Seattle had offered them Russell Wilson for the first pick to select Josh Allen first overall.
Yep.
So that draft's a good one because we didn't know until the day of. Like, it's going to be Baker.
There was a Nolan Patrick, Nico Hischier. That year, that was a
okay.
That was an interesting one.
That
the
one,
NHL is not as good for this because I think a lot of, not a lot of the time, sometimes you get two guys or maybe it's a weak draft, maybe it's a really strong draft that are like pretty comparable.
Yeah,
and it's kind of just up to what you're looking for. Like Patrick got taken second by Philly.
Yeah.
I believe, and then he was in Vegas.
There was the Shane Wright one a couple years ago, too.
Yeah,
where it
that's
was like, he's going to be the number one guy, and then all of a sudden, like a month before, it started shaking up a little bit, and then a guy that was projected, what, ninth overall goes first?
Yeah.
Yep.
Power, I thought, for like a week after the Sabres won the lottery, it was, are we sure this guy's number one? He's probably number one, but maybe it wasn't universal, and then I think he went to the World Championships and dominated, and it's like, okay, he's going first overall.
Yeah, yeah, I think there was his Michigan time was awesome.
Yeah.
This guy's the best, and then he really solidified it with the World Championship.
Thank you for, someone wrote in, the last time it happened in the NFL was 2022. Everyone thought Aiden Hutchinson was going to go number one, and then Trayvon Walker went first overall.
Walker went to Jacksonville. Right?
Which, like, I forget that he went first overall, honestly. And that was a surprise. I think that was a surprise when the card got turned in.
Yeah.
Because NFL, I'm looking back, like Cam Ward we knew, Caleb Williams we knew, Bryce Young we knew, Trayvon Walker we didn't, Trevor Lawrence, yes, Burrow, yes, Kyler, yes, Baker we knew the day of, Garrett, Goff, Winston, Clowney, Eric Fisher maybe in 2013, like the non-quarterbacks. I guess if it's a quarterback.
Yeah.
You kind of you know.
It's kind of up in the air because it's just positional need matters more at that point.
But if it's a quarterback, everyone knows the quarterback's going to go number one.
Right.
And there's a, yeah, Peyton Manning. I mean, all Bledsoe. Then now we're too far back for me to remember what that was like. But I just don't think you get as many surprises.
No.
In these drafts. Maybe you get one tonight. It wouldn't be unheard of. It's not going to happen because I think there's a lot of reports that it will be Schaefer.
Yeah.
But he played 18 games last season. He's a defenseman. Like, it would not be crazy if the Islanders said, we'd rather have the center that played all last year.
Right. And
but no one expects that. So
he's really good. Michael Mesa is really, really good. You know, I've been doing draft prep. We're doing the second end of the draft tomorrow for Sports Talk Saturday. And Mesa is really exciting to watch play. Like, he's electric, just buzzes around, super, super fast, plays fast. He's a good player. But Schaefer is like the kind of skater, like Cale Makar kind of skater, super, super floaty and smooth. And just everything he does is like that. It's all so calm and so confident. I think he should go first overall and will go first overall because he's a stud.
Tom in Rochester is next up on the Sabres. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm cautiously optimistic about the trade, and I just thought this morning wondering would Power's offensive production maybe get a boost if Kesselring turns out to be a good pair for him?
Power's offense?
Yeah.
I think you will probably see his numbers go up, yes. I would say it's not all about Kesselring, though, for this. I think Power, you know, 40 points last year. You know, maybe the assist total could go up a little bit because his partner now can shoot the puck 104 miles per hour. I wouldn't doubt if that could help. But it's going to be more about less time defending in your own end. One thing I've read about Kesselring is he's very good at zone entry defense. When a opposing team is carrying the puck in on the rush, he's very good at breaking that play up. So you break that play up, you get it out of your own, you get it to Power and let him set things up more often than you're just chasing guys around in your own end. I mean, that's more opportunity for points. And this is not Kesselring related. The area I really would hope to see power grow is his own shot. He is 6'6", 225, and he doesn't really have that hard of a shot. He got a little bit better last year, and we have seen other players get better at it. Dahlin, for example. Dahlin could not shoot the puck when he showed up in the NHL at all. Like, fanning on it. One of his first goals, I remember, was a power play goal. I think Eichel set him up for a one-timer, and he kind of flubbed it. And it was like slow and along the ice, but it went in because the goalie just was expecting like a hard shot. And that's not what happened. He couldn't get a hold of it. And look at him now. He doesn't have the hardest shot in the league, but Dahlin, what has he scored? He scored 20 goals 2 years ago. He scored 17, right? Like,
yeah, he
scores all the time now.
Growth there is really impressive because,
yeah,
especially now. A lot of people, like, you can learn how to shoot now. It used to be kind of a thing that was thought of as an innate
sort of
talent. And now with the technology and the sticks, you can figure out how to do it. And it goes to our PowerPoint about, like, he's got to fill out and, like, learn how to play at his size and learn how to play at this speed. And that's, you know, you see that with Dahlin. Dahlin, was it 2 or 3 years ago? He had that year where, in his own end, it was a catastrophe.
That was, I think, more than that now. That's Kruger. Kruger, he was getting walked on a nightly basis. Kruger almost ruined him.
Yeah, it was bad.
Honestly.
I know.
Like, for all the success stories that we give to Don Granato for Tage Thompson and for, you know, he got Skinner back and he got Mittelstadt going, and, like, there's a lot of them. Doesn't get mentioned enough. He might have saved Dahlin.
Right.
He was going the wrong way. Like, that, one of the things Kruger did, he almost ruined Dahlin.
Yeah,
and it was headed that way. But so he turned it around.
You can get excited hoping you see a similar growth path from Power.
Power, and, by the way, his top shot speed last year was 87 miles per hour. That was below the league average.
Yeah.
The league average was about 90.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, just below average on that. So I do think him scoring a few more goals. There's one thing I do want to say about Power, though, about the stats and the numbers, and maybe this prevents him from ever being like a Norris guy, even if he hits his ceiling. He's never going to stack points because he doesn't play on the first power play unit.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. He was actually, I'll double check this. I think he was top 10 in even strength points last year.
Yeah. Oh, he
amongst
was
all defensemen.
He scored a lot. He produced a lot of points 5-on-5 for them last year.
Right. Like last year, Power had 40 points, 7 goals, and 33 assists. And 34 of the 40 points were even strength. Where right. Dahlin, there's a much higher percentage of his stats that are power play.
Right.
So Power, like, you know, he might never top 50, 60 points.
Right.
Which is still really good, but he might never be an 80-point defenseman because he just doesn't get the power play minutes. Because Dahlin exists.
If he's able to be a 50, 60-point guy in that range and be solid in his own end and use his massive frame and move the puck effectively, you don't need him to do that because you've got Dahlin doing that. And so you're in really good shape if you've got a guy that would be capable of producing at that level. If Dahlin gets hurt or if whatever, you've got – it's a good surplus to have is that – that kind of defenseman. It's hard to come by.
803-0550, the number if you want to get a quick call in Extendo Sports. Elliot Friedman reports that Islanders defenseman Noah Dobson wants to stay in the Eastern Conference. So he's a good player.
Yeah, he is.
Sabres don't really have the need as much anymore because they just traded for Kesselring. But anyways, draft tonight. Talk some NFL collusion when we come back. The NFL colluded. We found out about it this week. And, like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. Get to that in Extendo.